This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show and username lrn.fm. So feel free to get in touch with us in the way that is most appropriate for you. Skype sounds the best, but sometimes it's nice to have a toll-free number. And again, that number is 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we've been discussing Ed Snowden, talked a bit about Bradley Manning and how his verdict is expected tomorrow. Don't know really what to expect out of that. Mark's saying he thinks it's going to be life
in
military prison. So we'll certainly inform you as we know more about that. In other news, we kind of touched on this topic a couple of times throughout the show tonight, and that is the oppression of the people in the media in this country, that individuals in the media have been threatened by the state, the folks working for the state. They have been forced in certain cases to reveal sources. There was some pretty outrageous stories that you had to share over the weekend on your show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Yes.
Daryl, one of them about a journalist who was being targeted with 100-something years in
105 years in prison for copying a website link from one chat room and posting it in another chat room.
I'm interested in hearing details on that story. I don't know if you can pull it up, but in the meantime, I've got a story from the New York Times, Charlie Savage writing that in a major ruling on press freedom, this is just from several days ago, a divided federal appeals court on Friday ruled that James Reason, an author and reporter for the New York Times, must testify in the criminal trial of former CIA official charged with providing him with classified information. In a 118-page set of opinions, two members of a three-judge panel for the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, Virginia, ruled that the First Amendment does not protect reporters who receive unauthorized leaks from being forced to testify against the people suspected of leaking to them. A district court judge who had ruled in Mr. Reason's case had said that it did. Clearly, Reason's direct firsthand account of the criminal conduct indicated by the grand jury, or indicted rather, by the grand jury, cannot be obtained by alternative means, as Reason is without dispute the only witness who can offer this critical testimony, according to the chief judge in the case.
So, what does freedom of the press mean if it doesn't mean that they don't have to reveal their sources?
It means that you can write what you want without the government telling you that you're not allowed to write that. Unless you're writing things that are in certain ways critical of the government, or you write things that, you know, could possibly help the enemy, whoever that may be, because, you know,
anyone
the
who's
enemy
not the government
changes all the time.
Free Staters, Occupy. Anyone who's not the government, basically. Mr. Reason has vowed to go to prison rather than testify about his sources and to carry any appeal as far as the Supreme Court. Good on him.
Yes.
Now, what the Supreme Court will end up saying about this is another question, but this is not...
It'll likely be decided by one person.
Yeah. Well,
because,
this case was 3-1.
That's the sad thing. Here in a country where it's supposed to be a democracy or a republic or whatever the hell it's supposed to be, apparently one person makes the decisions. That one person is the swing vote on the Supreme Court. Sometimes it's Roberts, sometimes it's Kennedy. Who knows what it is exactly? But everything we've been told is a lie.
Yes.
About freedom of speech and freedom of the press, you mean?
Just about freedom and how government works. Because it's supposed to be, I remember what I was told in junior high, it's majority rule, minority right.
Yeah. And
that was pretty much it.
Right, and I really haven't seen any evidence that rights have been protected by for the minorities in this country.
It hasn't been.
No. So back to Mr. Reason here, the reporter who is willing to go to prison rather than testify about his sources. He referred a request to comment to his lawyer, Joel Kurtzberg, who wrote in an email, quote, "We are disappointed by and disagree with the court's decision. We are currently evaluating our next steps." Judge Roger Gregory, the third member of the panel, filed a vigorous dissent, portraying his colleague's decision as sad and a serious threat to investigative journalism. He wrote, quote, "Under the majority's articulation of the reporter's privilege or lack thereof, absent a showing of bad faith by the government, a reporter can always be compelled against her will to reveal her confidential sources in a criminal trial. The majority exalts the interests of the government while unduly trampling those of the press, and in doing so, severely impinges on the press and the free flow of information in our society. Unfortunately, he was the minority opinion, so doesn't do any good. Appreciate the words, though.
Yeah, I guess if you want to leak something to the press now, you have to do it anonymously.
Friday's ruling establishes a precedent that applies only to the Fourth Circuit, but that the circuit includes Maryland and Virginia, where most national security agencies like the Pentagon and the CIA are. As a result, if it stands, it could have a significant impact on investigative journalism.
This will
about
not stand.
National security matters. It's long been unclear whether the Constitution protects reporters from being forced to testify against their sources in criminal trials. The principal Supreme Court precedent in that area, which is more than 40 years old, concerns grand jury investigations, not trials, and many legal scholars consider its reasoning to be ambiguous. We agree with the decision, said a Justice Department spokesman. We're examining the next steps in the prosecution of this case. The ruling was awkwardly timed for the Obama administration. Attorney General Eric Holder has portrayed himself as trying to rebalance the department's approach to leak investigations in response to the furor over its aggressive investigative tactics, like subpoenaing Associated Press reporters' phone records and portraying a Fox News reporter as a criminal conspirator in order to obtain a warrant for his emails. Last week, Holder announced new guidelines for leak investigations that significantly tighten the circumstances in which reporters' records could be obtained. So, hey, don't worry about it. They are making sure this is going to be taken care of in the future. They are concerned with press freedom in the Obama administration. You believe that one, right?
No.
Just like President Obama has the most transparent administration in the history of the United States of America.
But these are new guidelines, guys. They're guidelines. I mean, surely all the government will follow the guidelines.
The executive branch isn't responsible for protecting rights. The Supreme Court is. The judicial branch is. And in this case, the judicial branch didn't. And that's what scares me, is that you've got these... You know, this is a three-judge panel or whatever. Three judges, two of which, one person, again, decides you just don't have rights when it comes to revealing important information to the press about your government.
It's very disappointing that as we are making such good progress with the Attorney General's office and with Congress in getting them to recognize the importance of a reporter's privilege, that the Fourth Circuit has taken such a big step backwards, said Greg Leslie, the legal defense director for the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, which, by the way, freedom of the press is, 47 last time we looked at the index of press freedom in the world?
Yeah, we're like somewhere tied with like Bolivia.
Yeah, the U.S. is 47 on the list of press freedom. And that's a list where lower would be a better number. So not so free already, and with news stories like this continuing to come out, it's certainly not going to get any better, or it certainly doesn't seem like it is, despite whatever blathering is coming out of the Attorney General's office. Now, Mr. Reason, the reporter here in this case, is a national security reporter for the New York Times, but the case revolves around material that he published in his book, State of War, not in the newspaper. A chapter in the book recounted efforts by the CIA and the Clinton administration to trick Iranian scientists by having a Russian defector give them blueprints for a nuclear triggering device that had been altered with an error. The chapter portrays the operation as reckless and botched in a way that could have helped the Iranians gain accurate information. In December of 2010, a former CIA officer, Jeffrey Sterling, was accused of being Mr. Reason's source and indicted on Espionage Act charges. He is one of seven leak-related cases brought so far by the Obama administration, which we were discussing earlier, compared with three under all previous presidents combined. His appeals court ruling, which came more than a year after it heard oral arguments, reversed this decision by a judge in federal district court in Alexandria who had sharply limited what prosecutors could ask Mr. Reason about his sources. She had written that he was protected by a limited reporter's privilege under the First Amendment, but the Obama administration argued that such a reporter's privilege did not exist and appealed the case. More to come here, and details on, do you have that case about the 105
years? Yeah, Bears Brown.
One reporter facing 105 years for copying a link from one chat room to another. And this isn't the only story where a reporter has been forced to testify against his or her source. It's one of many. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You want to talk about a chilling effect on free speech and freedom of the press? This is it right here. And you can bring up what you want as well. Take control here. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Amendment. Freedom of the press. Sounds real nice. It's a great idea. Does it really exist?
No.
Afraid not.
As H.L. Mencken once said, the freedom of the press belongs only to the man that owns one.
Great point. But even then, if that man crosses the wrong individuals with his reporting, then all of a sudden he might find himself targeted by the state as well.
Oh, exactly.
Which is why those who own presses are very cautious about what they say about the government. The people who run newspapers are usually very, very, especially in a town where there's only one newspaper, are very obedient to the state.
Yes.
So we'll continue here. The press, the oppression of the press We've got details on one man's story where he's facing, he's being forced or will be forced perhaps to testify against his source in a case regarding the CIA botching something up. He is saying he's not going to testify and will be willing to go to prison in order to protect his source in this particular case. But we'll tell you more about what the judges said as they ruled against press freedom here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And while you still have some semblance of freedom on the Internet, you could put up your own website and blog about different things. You could create a portfolio site. You could do a shopping site, an e-commerce site. There are a variety of options with Squarespace.com to allow you to take control of your web presence rather than having to pay some tech guru $100 an hour to make changes to your website. Why not just do it all yourself with an easy drag-and-drop interface where you can literally drag-and-drop content from your desktop and just easily rearrange elements on any given page? The system at Squarespace.com is easy to use. Even Mark could design his own website with Squarespace.com. I mean, and it looks good, too. It's not like you're just it's some kind of junk site. These guys have professional graphic designers who have put together their page templates. And so that's why I say they've got some that are designed for portfolios. So if you got some artwork or some photos that you want to display on a site, they've got those kind of templates. They've got blog-style templates. They've got, you know, all kinds of great stuff, e-commerce. It's all there, and you can start for free. The free trial is available by going to Squarespace.com. You just start with your email address. No credit card necessary. But when you are ready to buy, and you will be because you'll hopefully you'll be as impressed as I was with Squarespace, and I am with Squarespace. You go there, you get signed up for the free trial. When you're ready to start buying their service, it's $8 a month. That's their lower-end package, which includes plenty of bandwidth for a website. But if you need even more bandwidth, there's the unlimited package at $16 a month. 24/7 support is available. I mean, these guys make it easy, but even if you have questions, they're always there for you at Squarespace.com. When you're ready to sign up, use our discount code to get 10% off. Code is FTL7. That's FTL, the number 7, at Squarespace.com. Wanted to give you more from this New York Times article here. It's actually about a Times reporter who is being forced, or the government would like to force him to testify against one of his sources. He is saying he will not do so and is willing to go to prison and appeal the case all the way up to the Supreme Court if necessary. But unfortunately, the federal district court judge was overturned by the Circuit Court of Appeals in a 2-1 decision where Judges Traxler and Diaz agreed with the Obama administration's arguments, saying that there is no First Amendment testimonial privilege, absolute or qualified, that protects a reporter from being compelled to testify by the prosecution or the defense in criminal proceedings about criminal conduct that the reporter personally witnessed or participated in, absent a showing of bad faith, harassment, or other such non-legitimate motive, even though the reporter promised confidentiality to his source.
So anytime the government, you know, leaking a government secret's illegal, and anytime the government wants to go after a source, they just have to go after the reporter. I wonder if that'll put a chilling effect to stifle information that the public will get out of the government.
It's going to stifle those who are willing to go to a reporter because they might know that they're going to be snitched on by that reporter. It will also stifle the reporter's willingness to go public with that information because he could be afraid that he'd be forced to testify.
I think it will actually sort of force the, and I hate to use the word force, but it will encourage those would-be whistleblowers to sort of go the Bradley Manning route and use the Tor router and go to places like WikiLeaks and send the information semi-anonymously.
Well, that's good, but if you can't verify the source, then how can you validate the information? I mean, I guess if it seems like it's valid, or it looks valid, there might be some way to check it, but ultimately, if you can verify that the source is actually working for the state or whatever, that could be useful.
True. But then there's always the plausible deniability over the Onion router.
The Onion router is an anonymizing system for the Internet.
Yeah, and if you go read the Bradley Manning statement that he made earlier in the year where he pled guilty to some of his charges, he explains how he used the Onion router to go to WikiLeaks to send them information semi-anonymously.
Now, wasn't it some hacker that basically snitched on Brad Manning?
It was a hacker that Bradley Manning chatted with on regular occasions.
And initially
snitched on Bradley Manning.
And he had, was it before WikiLeaks that he had initially approached this guy about how to release this stuff, this hacker?
He sent some questions to the guy saying, you know, if you had this information, what would you do? If you had information on war crimes, what would you do?
And this guy ended up snitching him out, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
But so maybe there are some ways around this. Maybe what we'll start seeing is leaks will come to international press sources rather than domestic ones.
Yeah.
Because if you've got something to leak and let's say you're working for the CIA and you want to leak something, you would want to leak to somebody that works for The Guardian in the UK, because then the US, in theory, wouldn't be able to prosecute them as easily.
As easily, correct.
Whether they could be successful in extraditing them is another question. Let's go to Mark in Delaware, listening via our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Mark.
Ian and crew, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
It's good to see you tonight. Hey, I just wanted to call in on your topic. I have been just getting immersed in this whole Jacob Applebaum thing and learning all I can.
Who is Jacob Applebaum?
He is one of the first employees of Tor. And,
the first employees of Tor?
One of the first employees on the Tor project.
Okay.
And
I didn't know there were employees. I thought it was like an open source thing.
Well, they have a core group, right, of the original developers, and then they have open source, and it's kind of interesting. I don't really know how it's all structured.
Okay.
But so that's what got me into this whole thing, and then getting on TweetDeck and getting it at IOWare, and then I've just been listening to your program tonight, and it occurred to me, you know, the government doesn't mind you having, you know, certain anonymized information as long as they have it, like your license plate. You know, no one really knows what, you know, EFJ794 is on someone's license plate, but the government does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government wants to have ways where you think you're protected, you know, maybe your HIPAA records, as long as they have your HIPAA records and know your medical history. You know, then there's penalties if someone else gives you a primary.
Mark, stand by. We're going to bring you back here. You can continue your points here in moments. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here as we still have some semblance of freedom, the illusion of freedom to be able to say some things here. We'll continue to say them on Free Talk Live. It's free. You can take control.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. You can enjoy stuff like our news updates. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. Now, if you're following via email, you'll only get the most critical updates about Free Talk Live. If you want more granular updates, stuff during the show, throughout the day, news posts, observations, questions, you can get those from our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter page. You can link to all of those over at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to do it on the Facebook page there, one of the things you can do is sort of hover over the like. After you've liked the page, you can hover over it and then click Get Notifications. It's a great way to make sure that you get everything that we put out there. And
tried that on some pages, and it doesn't seem to give me everything. I don't know, that's what we thought about Get Notifications. I've never noticed it personally.
Interesting.
But it seems to work better that way, if you do click the Get Notifications.
It does work better. It certainly gives it a little
boost. It works
better
if you use the page feed option on Facebook to see your pages.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
I can show you after the show.
I'm sure you can.
QuantumVibe.com. If you go there, one thing's for certain is that you will see a webcomic, and a new one every weekday. You don't have to worry about Facebook not updating you properly. You'll get your webcomic every day by going to QuantumVibe.com. It's a science fiction webcomic that is based 500 years in the future. Follows the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city. She travels about the solar system, dealing with the treacherous space and also increasingly status worlds. So go check it out, quantumvibe.com. It's completely free, of course. And if you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, a great thing to get is Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com and direct from bigheadpress.com. The price tag is only $15. It's a great deal. And I'm reading it. It's an awesome way to support Scott Beezer and his work at Big Head Press. QuantumVibe.com.
Back to the phones and the fun. Mark in Delaware, you were just barely scratching the surface of your call. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure. Hey, Ann. Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of reiterate, I guess we all know that, when it comes to the government, there are people that are privileged, you know, corporations that are privileged, the ones that do business with the government, do business with, you know, senators and representatives, and they can cause the government to spend $750,000 on a Tomahawk missile, and those people and those businesses will have diplomatic immunity to any crime they would want to commit.
Mm-hmm.
But competitors of them, small businesses and others, who might want to compete with them or compete with any other business that does business with the government, you know, if they have a source they want to protect, they're going to go to jail if they try to protect that source, if they're a journalist or, you know, they're going to be under the gun. And that's kind of the way it is right now. So when we talk about anonymity and stuff, that's a very important thing. You know, I mentioned Jacob Applebaum, you know, he gets stopped at the airport, he gets frisked, he gets his laptop taken, his cell phone. I mean, in the middle of a phone call, the phone will go dead, and he knows that's the CIA and stuff like that because he supported WikiLeaks and things like that. And so he speaks out now because what else are they going to do to him? You know, it's just, we've gotten to a place where it's, you know, now or never, us or them, and we have to speak out. And so, you know, if you or I want to speak out against a small business, you know, we can do that. But if we ever start speaking out against the government, we're going to get noticed. Like our head pops up like a gopher and we're going to get chopped off. And so, you know, one or two people does that, but we need lots of people to do it. I kind
Absolutely.
Of wish like this. I wish there was like thousands of whistleblowers all at once just coming out with all kinds of secrets. But that would
well,
be
the good news is there are thousands of liberty-loving people who are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They're not all whistleblowers necessarily, but they are people who are willing, in a lot of cases, to stick their heads above the waves.
Yeah.
And I
right.
certainly have been targeted for doing that myself here, and hopefully it'll get a little bit easier as more and more of those thousands begin to show up here in New Hampshire. There are people moving every single week. We just had a great move-in party, housewarming party over the weekend for some folks who moved into the area. There were people that came from all across New Hampshire to welcome them, something like 100 people maybe.
There were people that came from New York to welcome them.
Yeah, that's true. So it's happening here, and the real shame is that more people don't see the value in that, and or if they do, they're too afraid to stand up. That, oh, well, yeah, that's a great idea, but what if they roll in tanks? You know, because they're so, what if they assassinate everybody? And there's a lot of fear
right.
out there about the government, and for good reason. I mean, they are scary. They are putting people in prison. They are taking extinguishing innocent lives. And so I don't blame anybody for being afraid. But if you don't stand up now, what makes you think you're going to do it later? What makes you,
right.
you know, what's your plan exactly? If you're not going to stand up for what you believe in, and I mean peacefully, I'm not talking about violence because violence doesn't help anything. But if you're not going to stand up now, and if you're not going to do it in a group, because if you do it alone, as you point out, you're going to get your head cut off.
Right.
But if you're not
right.
going to do it now, what are you expecting to happen in the future? Do you think someone else is going to do all the work for you? Are you expecting
yeah,
it all, oh, well, we'll just
point.
Let the liberty lovers do it, and I'll just sit back here and watch and hope that everything goes okay. Why not stand up? Why not help out? There are more of us than there are of them.
Better than later.
Sorry, go ahead.
Better that we do it sooner than later, because later could be too late. Sooner is better.
Great. Are you a member of the Free State Project?
Yeah, I'm already part of it. I missed this year's Pork Fest when I was so heartbroken. I plan on attending next year. But,
great. Well, look forward to seeing you up here. And one of the things that everybody who's a Free State Project participant should consider doing while they're not in New Hampshire is getting out there and recruiting for the Free State Project. Go to, you know, local Libertarian Party meetings, go to Ron Paul meetups, go to, you know, Students for Liberty, you name it, these different organizations of freedom-oriented people, and reach out and connect with those folks and introduce them to this idea. And that's actually working. I mean, libertarians have been great
right.
at sitting around and complaining for a long time. Now it's time to do something, and the only place worth doing things is here in New Hampshire with other people that actually care about freedom. I wish you the best,
that.
Mark. Thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And sooner is better, so get here.
Absolutely.
The FSP isn't the only thing you can do. You can support Free Talk Live financially.
Sure.
You know, by amplifying or using shop.freetalklive.com. Some people, for whatever reason in their lives, they don't feel they can move, and that's fine. But consider supporting Free Talk Live. I think that we're the single best way, most replicatable way of supporting the ideas of liberty. It's difficult to create new ways to spread the ideas, and we are.
You know, Ian, you had asked the question earlier about whether these court rulings would stifle whistleblowers. And I sort of gave an answer, and now if there's any would-be whistleblowers that are listening to the show, I will protect your anonymity. If you want to leak anything, editor@fpp.cc.
That's a great point, because you've had brain damage that would allow you to actually honestly say...
I've got a bad short-term memory. Right, I don't remember.
You don't remember who gave you this leak.
I delete emails.
You remember that he was working for the CIA, but you don't remember who it was.
I delete emails, so you know they can't say, turn over your email. I delete them.
That's a great idea. So editor@fpp.cc, yes. If you want to leak something. Daryl will put it out there. And, people are paying attention. The fpp.cc news story that you put out today was picked up by Reason.com.
Yeah.
So that would be great. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. A little bit more here from the New York Times on press freedom. And these judges at the Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia who decided that a reporter from the Times will have to reveal his source in a CIA case. Now, this reporter is saying he's not going to reveal the source and therefore will be facing prison. Probably for contempt of court would be my guess in that particular case. But the majority has based its ruling on a 1972 Supreme Court decision, Brandsburg versus Hayes, which rejected an effort by a reporter to avoid testifying before a grand jury. Mr. Reason's lawyers had argued that the 5-4 ruling was ambiguous and left room open for Judge Brinkema to shield him from testifying in the criminal trial. In his dissent on Friday, Judge Gregory said that he would recognize a qualified reporter's privilege in criminal cases. He also argued that prosecutors had enough other evidence to make their case without Reason's testimony. And then they go in here to give a few examples of some other reporters over the years. Nearly 24 of them have been jailed in the United States over the past 3 decades for refusing to testify or disclose sources. There's more coming up here. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We're going to sneak in the details on what's happening with Adam Kokesh. If we get a chance here, also, we'll take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the various features that we share with you there, including our listening options, the webcam, the bulletin board system. There's so much. It's all there for free. And if you support Free Talk Live, then one of the things you can do to show that support is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, including getting a free bumper sticker, the instructions on how to do that, downloadable graphics and banners and high-res graphics you can even use to, I don't know, make your own Free Talk Live t-shirt if you want to. So you can get all kinds of different tools to help get Free Talk Live out into more ears at promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They've got firearms, rifles, pistols, knives, scopes, binoculars, ammunition, everything that the outdoor enthusiast might need, including tents, apparel, boating equipment, water filtration, whatever you need, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. For the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, go check them out. They've got the best prices that I've been able to find whenever I order. They've got rock bottom prices there at manventureoutpost.com. Before you buy anything of the outdoor variety, go check manventureoutpost.com first.
I think this news we've been discussing may be a shocker for a lot of people who grew up believing that there was a freedom of the press in this country, freedom of speech.
I was surprised at how many people have been incarcerated for it, but I had seen some number like that similar.
It seems like the corollary to freedom of speech is that one should have the freedom to not speak as well. Right? I mean, that seems pretty obvious.
That's the first thing that you're told when you're arrested. You have the right to remain silent.
Right, and you would think that if you have the right to remain silent, that that would also mean that they can't put you in a cage if you remain silent. But apparently that's the part they don't tell you is, yeah, you can remain silent, but if you remain silent and we say you have to speak, then we're going to put you in a cage for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or a judge tells you what some judge told Adam Kokesh, I will take your silence as your consent.
So the case that originally started the discussion is a New York Times reporter who is, according to these judges at the appeals court, to be forced to reveal his source. He is saying he's not. He will go to prison. He will appeal this to the Supreme Court. But there have been other court decisions, in this case. I mean, over the last three decades, according to the Times here, nearly two dozen journalists have been jailed in the U.S., for refusing to testify or disclose sources or other types of reporting information, according to a list maintained by the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. One example is in 2005, New York Times reporter Judith Miller was jailed for 85 days for refusing to testify about sources in the investigation into who leaked the identity of a CIA officer, Valerie Plame Wilson. She was released only after her source, I. Lewis Libby, the Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, released her from the confidentiality agreement, and she then testified before a grand jury.
Wasn't this the guy that stole all the stuff from some government office, got caught shoving government papers down his pants, and was pardoned by Bush?
I don't know.
Scooter Libby? Yeah, pretty sure.
Scooter. Okay, yeah. Lewis.
Yes, Scooter Libby was the husband of Lewis Libby, I believe.
Okay.
Or, no, Lewis Scooter Libby.
I don't know.
I know somehow Valerie Plame is married to some guy that was connected to Dick Cheney.
All I know is that Libby did something far worse than Bradley Manning did, and
yes.
Libby didn't, big fat hairy deal for him.
Right. So it's interesting, though, just Judith Miller was only released after she was willing to do what she was being told to do that she had refused to do initially, only because she was released from the confidentiality agreement. So she would have been in jail for much longer.
Yes.
85 days. It wasn't like that was a sentence. That's probably a contempt of court charge.
Right.
And when yes. you get
it could be a life sentence with these contempt
right.
of court charges.
Right. When you get contempt of court, they can keep you there indefinitely until you fold and
right.
you do what you're told to do by the judge.
Yeah. The judge wants you to tell some secret. You're going to stay in jail till you tell that secret.
Just right.
And if you hold it for the rest of your life, you'll stay in jail for the rest
just
of your life.
Just going over this list real quick. The first one on the list in 1984, a newspaper reporter was jailed over a weekend. He was released when the source came forward. The next one in 1985, he was held for several hours, and then he revealed the source and was immediately released.
Mm.
And it just goes on and on to where people were held, they cracked.
Yep. And this didn't start until 84?
This list...
Maybe that's when they started the list.
Yeah, the list only begins at 84.
I just wonder, was this considered a right prior to 1984 when judges decided, this is not exactly what freedom of the press means?
Absolutely, because... The article cites a 72 court case.
Yeah.
So, there was the right was acknowledged. It had to have been. And this organization, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, they have on here, if you know of any omissions, please email us at hotline@rcfp.org.
Well, the 1972 case was where the court rejected an effort by a reporter to avoid testifying before a grand jury. So, in other news, related news, Daryl, you covered this topic on your show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which
yes.
folks can find over at radio.fpp.cc. But can you summarize the case you teased earlier in the show tonight about a reporter looking at 105 years in jail?
Yeah, Barrett Brown... who is considered to be the Hunter S. Thompson of now, not because of any similarities, but just because he's a journalist and satirist.
Okay.
And says, Twitter was abuzz recently when an unknown person published what was alleged to be a group of passwords for the email accounts of congressional staffers. Multiple journalists, including reporters from the Daily Beast and BuzzFeed, commented on the list while linking to it. While one would assume linking to a list is a First Amendment-protected activity, given that journalists had nothing to do with stealing the passwords, Barrett Brown is currently under indictment in part for remarkably similar behavior. And if he is convicted, it could have dire consequences for press freedom. Brown, who has written for Vanity Fair and The Guardian, among other publications, started a website called Project PM in 2009, which crowdsourced public information about security contractors who worked with government agencies like the NSA. Part of what Brown and other Project PM users investigated were leaked emails from security contractors like H.B. Gary and Stratfor. So what he did is he had this list of links to leaked information.
Crowdsourced. Coming from a variety of places.
Hey, here's too much information for one person to go through. If you want to help me go through it, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was some information about credit cards, including the CVV, the credit card verification value, the little three-digit number, had that, and identities, passwords
so
or
somebody
emails.
Posted credit card information on his open source site?
It was in something that was leaked.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He posted the link to this information.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now being charged with credit card theft.
Wow.
Identity theft and a bunch of other heinous crimes because he posted a link that he received in a chat room
mm-hmm.
onto first another chat room and then to his website.
Wow.
And he is facing 105 years in prison.
Any word on what he's going to do? Is he going to take a plea or is he going to go for it?
From what I'm reading, he is not taking a plea. There's a website, freebarrettbrown.com, which
okay.
I'll link to. And I've got the article from EFF, which is the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I've posted that to the Free Talk Live Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
It's outrageous. I mean, is he even claiming that he even knew there was credit card information in there?
I have not read all of the articles that mm-hmm. I've come across on here. I'm not
and
seeing...
And how is he supposed to know if it's even valid? I mean, you send me a bunch of...
Right.
We've got a freetalklive.com on... go to freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever links you want to our website.
Right.
So if you put up a link to a bunch of data with what's ostensibly credit card information, how am I supposed to know if that's real or not?
Right. And... At one point, the FBI even went after Brown's mother because and convicted her of obstruction because
wow.
one of his laptops was in her house. She did not know and did not give them the laptop because she did not
she
know what was in the house.
And because she was saying she didn't know.
Obstruction of justice.
They convicted her of it?
Yes.
You know when they're picking on mom, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
So, by the way, latest on Adam Kokesh, he has been taken to D.C. custody, to federal custody. The judge in the case is refusing bond, refusing bail, so he is going to be held until further notice. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about his situation. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.